Whiewhia ai pefo ke polokalama i he mau whainga maari e ke whaiha pōtala noa pia mōtu uta ki hihifo whinau, ai i loa ko junior whinau. Ko e taha foke ha polokalama o kukau ki ai ko e Logan Project. Ai au tau whiewhia mau pē i he whakahoko ha taha i ho tau kainga tonga hanga awererei. Ko e polokalama televisione fokieni o kukau ki ai a junior. Ka te oange whainga maari e ko e nika junior ke nei whakahoko mai. Ai uhinga o polokalama ko e nika polokalama whaka e SBS-a. But I'll convert to English because I think it's a lot easier for junior. Welcome, junior, and thank you so much for wanting to take this interview. At the same time, a big congratulations to you on the project. Just if you could give us a brief or a rundown on the project and how it's all going.
First of all, malola lei, and thank you to you, Meliami, for an opportunity to get on your station and share a little bit about what's going to happen. On Australia Day, the 26th of January 2016, SBS 8:30 p.m. at night. So what the project is about, it's about the Queensland Music Festival. It's about the arts and the music, what music has done for the city of Logan here in Brisbane, Queensland. Throughout the documentary, you will see a lot of characters and some stories, and I'm honoured to get an opportunity to be one of the characters and to share my story living here in Logan and how I see the city and what music has done for us. And my story is, look, school year, I was school captain 2002, and when I graduated high school, I fell in the wrong places with and associated with a lot of young other Tongan kids and Samoan kids and a lot of other younger people who were probably going down the wrong pathway and a little bit misguided there. So got into trouble a lot after school. And look, I was the first one out of the boys to have a child, and I had a kid real young. I had a few mates that went to jail because of the situations that we're in. We had one of the brothers who got murdered in 2006. That was a wake-up call for me. And being one of the boys, I always thought I was intelligent. So I committed myself to, you know, making it to university. And so I studied criminology at Griffith University, and I graduated 2008 and, you know, got offered a job in youth work, and then, you know, got permanency as a caseworker. And being in justice now going on to 9 years, I won a state award in 2013 for service excellence and service delivery, and I was master of ceremony at the Supreme Court at Brisbane there for the state award, state justice awards in 2014. So my life has been very, very colourful, and I think the biggest part of this is where music comes into play. When I was in my down times, when I was in my low times, you know, I had all the boys and the families around. I was homeless there for a bit, and that was out of my own decision. That wasn't because my parents had kicked me out. That was me thinking I knew everything and thought, I was that clever, but I wasn't. When I reflect back on my younger years now, such a, you know, an ignorant, arrogant little kid. So, but I'm 31 years of age now, and my son is 12, and he's got a few scholarships there for football. I'm married. I'm still working in government and justice. I'm helping young people and families stay away from the jail system, from the youth justice system here in Queensland. And on my off time, look, I do a lot of music, and everything that I write is always about my life and everything that I went through. I had my daughter passed away in 2008, so I wrote a song about that. It's touched a lot of people. I wrote a song about my wife and our relationships. I wrote a song to my son. I wrote a song about the situations that I'm in. And I think those are the type of songs there, Miliami, that a lot of people can relate to, because I'm not the only one going through whatever situations that I'm going through. A lot more other people out there. But what I can say is I've overcome a lot. And not just, you know, helping and supporting our young Tongan people, but look, I have a lot of my Samoan friends and a lot of my Indigenous friends and Balangi friends and the multitude of friends come and ask for advice, because we may be different people and different races and cultures, but the problems are universal. The problems are the same from the rich house to the poor house. So I've seen a lot of different situations in the last 9 years of working with young people and families, and just blessed to get an opportunity with SBS. Shout out to SBS for documenting this Logan project. I think the media at some points over the years have really portrayed the city of Logan as a gang city, as a crime city, as a negative city. But look, there's a lot of diamonds in the rough in this city, and we've got the NRL players like Cameron Smith and all that that's come out of Logan, and just a lot more other people that are positives. Alex Leopold, for example, and I see him often when my son trains. So it's just a great opportunity for all of Australia to see the positives in Logan, but also that we are trying, and we do this through music. Music is universal. It's one language and everyone understands it. So that's a little bit about the Logan Project, Eminem. And it's, again, for the viewers and the listeners, it's going to air on Australia Day, so the 26th of January at 8:30 on SBS.
Thank you very much. Wow, you've been through a lot, like you just said. You're a real inspiration to us who are listening. What would you suggest for your fellow Tongans, you know, what you've gone through? And I guess you are what makes us proud to be Tongan. You can turn your life around just like that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Look, I'm going through, education is very important. Information is power, but the application of information, that's wisdom. So if we know good to do and we don't do it, then we're not wise. But if we apply what we know that is positive for our lives as individual Tongans and for our families and all that sort of stuff, then we become wise. If we know it's good to go to school and to go in a class and to do your assessments and all that sort of stuff, if we know all that is good, it's good to go to university, it's good to get a trade, it's good to become a sportsman, it's good to train hard and to put in effort. I think when we apply those things and we know those things because our parents and grandparents have taught us about, we come from this era to this era, and every decision that, and every move that we've made was to benefit the next generations coming. And I think we're foolish as young people if we don't take that opportunity in a country like this, especially like a country like Australia. And I think it's very, very important that young people need to understand that, look, failure and mistake is just a lesson. There's no such thing. Everybody makes mistakes and everyone fails at something at some point. But if we don't get up again and run that race again, then we will never, ever know. I didn't even know about getting a government job and graduating university and then being the best in the state at one point in justice. I was a kid from the street. So for me, life is beautiful and it's a blessing. So I think for the young Tongan people, our young Tongan people, I always see myself, I mean, I've done a few motivational speaking to a lot of young people last year, but I always love to speak to my own, hey, let's get educated. Let's do something that's different. Let's break the generational curse. You know, let's own things. Let's own houses. Let's do all of that. And there are a lot of Tongan people out there that do, and that's fantastic. But I'm talking to the guys that are not there yet. I'm talking to the guys that are still hanging around the shops, robbing people and trying to break into petrol stations and all that. I did that. I've been there before, to the point where someone had to get killed. So there's a wake-up call, but don't wait for someone to get killed to wake up. Look, a big shout-out to all the young Tongan youth, you know, here in Australia, especially here in Brisbane. You know, it's life is a journey, and it takes time. It's not a sprint. It's a marathon. So if we can apply some of the information that we know, then some of the things that we have that was taught to us by our parents, and loving our families and loving our brothers and our sisters, and taking and having pride in our surnames and our Tongan names, because it's a beautiful thing and not many other people carry that. And if we carry that with pride, do everything that we were taught, apply the information, now we're wise. Look, I'd like to say I'm wise in some sense, but I'm still a young man, so you know, I may make a mistake in the future or whatever, but I can definitely guarantee that I'm a quick learner. I will never make the same mistake twice.
Thank you very much, Junior. I don't think I can add anything else to what you've just explained in such a short time. And like I said, it's people like yourself who make us proud to be Tongans, and you're very inspirational to us listeners. I guess all we can do is invite people to come and support you. We support you here on the radio and, like I said, SBS. And good luck with the rest of your journey and congratulations once again.
Thank you. Thank you, Miliami, for the opportunity to, you know, to speak live on your radio station. And also thank God for the blessings that he's given us and given me, my family, and the opportunities and the doors that he's opened. So ultimately, when everybody says, how did you change your life and all that sort of stuff, look, I'm never, ever ashamed to say, look, I believe in a Jesus that opens the door and no other man can close it. So that's been my gig, and never ashamed to say that. But also, you know, giving credit to the actions that I've taken. So I think when both work together in harmony, I think anything can happen for any young person. So it's not too late to turn around now.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.